before people had an ice box or a refrigerator, they used to have to keep their
ice wrapped in whatever you could wrap it in to keep it, and they kept it in a tub or a bucket or something.
Where to keep their milk and butter?
Oh, you would keep it out in the kitchen there, away from the heat.
Yeah. Sometimes they keep it in a stream or something like that. You know the name for something like that?
Yeah, that way for my time.
Oh, yeah. What do you call the, in the city, what do you call the milk company besides you?
Dairies.
Okay. Let's see. I think you may have told me, I can't remember, the place where you let the cows and horses out to graze?
Yeah, pasture.
Yeah, okay. I think you did say that. Did you ever raise cotton? Or did you ever know anybody did?
Yeah, my grandfather, yeah. They raised cotton.
What used to be when it was growing, they'd have to spin it. You know what?
Chopping.
Okay. Sometimes,
No, I never did do that. I never did chopping the cotton, but, you know, I've been around people that did.
Yeah.
My father and mother did.
Yeah. That's supposed to have been hard work.
Yeah. Stand out there and thin that cotton out.
Yeah. It's hard on your back, seems like.
You're chopping and standing, you stand up, picking it, it's kind of rough on your back.
Oh, you stand up when you chop it?
Yeah, you just, you know, with a hole, with them long, one of them long-hand holes, you didn't have to bend over and get it, but when you're picking it, you had to bend over.
Yeah.
Now, that's rough on your back.
What would you call grass that you didn't want that might grow up in a cotton field or in your yard or something?
But the Johnson grass.
Okay. Anything else you might call it?
That's about it.
Okay. You'd say cotton and corn grow in a
field.
Okay. And tobacco's grown in a
field.
Okay. What kinds of things would you say are grown in a patch?
Vegetables.
Okay. Anything else?
Watermelons.
Okay.
Corn. Corn patch, corn field.
Okay, what's the difference between a patch and a field?
Patch is small, a field is large.
What all different kinds of fences are?
A fence that you use?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a barbed wire fence.
Can you describe that?
Barbed wire is a wire that's made with a lot of sharp points on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you usually put it up about three a strand circling your field or your cotton patch or your garden or...
Yeah.
Your property like that.
What do you call those wooden things that you...
Post.
Okay. And just one of them you call a...
Post. A post.
Okay. Alright. What other kinds of fence?
Well, you had a picket fence.
Yeah, what's that?
That's a fence you put around your home yard. I mean, city yard.
Uh-huh.
Is that picket fence.
Is it wood or...
Yeah, wood. White picket fence or... red picket fence. You want to put that around your home, house.
Uh-huh. Can you describe to me what that looks like?
Well, a picket fence, one would be short with a stick on it.
Mm-hmm.
Made out of wood slabs, I guess. About as big as a broom handle, about 3 or 4 feet high, long.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a fence around the home, a picket fence.
Uh-huh.
Then you got another kind of fence would be made with long, flat pieces of wood.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call that.
But would it be a zigzag sort of thing?
No, just straight up and down this way.
Oh, God, I see. The pieces are straight up and down the ground?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a kind of fence that's made out of like split rails and it's laid down in a zigzag pattern?
No.
Okay. What would you call a fence or a wall that's made of loose stone or rock that you might remove from the field?
A fence?
Yeah.
Made out of rock?
Yeah. Or stone?